monuments built here before this monument. This was built in 1948. It's a very early monument. There are monuments here that were built before this. There are monuments all along now, known as Monument Lane, that were built here after 1948. These are monuments to various heroes who took part in the Warsaw Revolt, men and women, and we'll see some of those monuments. We will walk up now to Mila Street, and please follow me because we're not going to make it to the cemetery and to the airport on time unless you follow me.
Okay.
All along here, as you'll see, we're going to pass every, 50 feet or so, a memorial to one of the great heroes of the Warsaw Ghetto. This, in particular, is a very great hero, and that's why I'm stopping here. This is Emanuel Ringelblum, and you can, on your own, read this. These are just memorials. This is, a syenite stone, granite stone, black stone in memorial, telling you something about him. This was the man who had the wisdom and the courage to gather together a group of Jews in Warsaw to record the history of the ghetto of Warsaw. And he got a whole group of people, including Rabbi Shimon Huberbahn, a very important rabbi, a very knowledgeable rabbi, to write a religious history. He had other people writing social history. He had other people writing political history. A complete history of the destruction of the Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto while the Jews were in the Warsaw Ghetto. And he knew, as he was doing this, that it may be this will never be discovered. No one will ever find these writings. But he wanted to record a history that the world should know, just in case somehow they could get these writings out. And they planned very carefully how they hid these writings, and they put them in milk cans. And these milk cans were deposit milk cans filled with the official history, handwritten, of the destruction of the Jewish community in the ghetto. And life went on in the ghetto. There were yeshivas in the ghetto. There were shuls in the ghetto. There were secular schools in the ghetto. Zionist meetings in the ghetto. Everything was recorded. Everything was recorded in Yiddish, in Hebrew, in Polish, in different languages. Everything was recorded by Emanuel Ringelblum, who was a major Jewish historian. And put in milk cans and deposited in three places in the ghetto, buried on the ground in three places in the ghetto. And miraculously, after the war, two of the three cases of these milk cans were discovered. And all those materials have since been published, and it's those materials that provide us with the real information what life was like of what went on in the ghetto.
Yeah.
So it's an amazing thing that he did. And Nebuch, this man himself, I'm sure it says, I believe, say 1943, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Or 44. I believe he was killed in 44. He escaped from the ghetto, escaped outside the ghetto, and someone informed that Ringelblum was living with the non-Jewish section of the ghetto. 1944, he was taken and shot to death. So he died al-Kiddush Hashem, but this is the man responsible. We have to move on. Here's AK. We're standing at Mila 18. Mila 18, now you have to realize these were all tenements with bunkers, underground sewers, Jews hiding in the underground sewers, escaping through the sewer system. The bunkers underneath the buildings is where much of the secret planning took place. This was the headquarters of the Warsaw Uprising, Mila 18. And it was this, right, this is the area. This is where it was. And this is what's surrounded by the Nazis. In those 42 days, and this is where they wanted to destroy, and they came here and they destroyed everyone here. And Mordechai Anyalevich, 24-year-old member of Shomer HaTzair, the head of the rebellion, head of the Jewish underground, he and all those in this underground, surrounded by the Nazis, when they could no longer fight, they fought for 42 days. If you want to realize the significance of that, and by the way, many Nazis were killed, there was many injuries, and so on, they inflicted serious damage. All of Poland fell in September 1939 to Germany in less than 30 days. All of Poland. This group of Jews, maybe 800 Jews altogether in the whole underground, were able to stave off the Nazis armed and so on, 42 days. But the end came, and when they were surrounded and when it was all over,